John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we could pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay? Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
Duker again.
Boy. Thanks, Larry.
Why do you favor rape?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
Right.
So good.
So good.
Welcome.
Welcome. You know, we are this band of merrymakers here.
Welcome.
We are the most bitter group in the world, aren't we? We're sitting outside. I was just laughing. I was laughing to myself as we were watching a storm front come through. And I'm talking to Joe about it. And Joe's talking to John about it. And then everybody's talking to Don about it when Don comes outside. And we're all sitting there hoping against hope that the rainstorm comes through and soaks this convertible of this person that we don't even know.
It's the little
we
thing.
Don't know this person at all. But, I mean, to a man, we are all, it would have brought us great joy.
Let me give you a little background on it, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Before I went outside to join everyone,
yes.
I was in here getting tidying up, as I often do with Rob, and
right.
Rob said,
and I you.
Yeah, and Rob said, you know. Yeah, Rob tidies me up a lot.
You know.
Anyway, Rob said, hey, look outside. You see that convertible BMW?
Yeah.
Look, someone has, like, triple parked people in.
Right.
Because there are no spots. Mm-hmm. Rob said, wouldn't it be great if the skies opened up and it started to pour inside that car?
Yes. Well, then you guys are more legitimate than I was, because I went out and I saw it and I said to Joe, man, that would be great if the storm came through and just soaked it. And I didn't see that she was double parked. I just did it because it was a BMW and the top was down.
Pure joy.
And then we all come outside and she's already left and the storm's about to hit. And it's like,
no fun.
No joy.
Not at all. Well, come on. We're all about rooting for other people's failures.
We are. Right? But that's just so us. It's great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Yeah. I was wondering how much coming to Baltimore for the gay pride parade.
If someone's coming up to cover the gay pride parade for the show?
Yes.
What, in Baltimore? When is your gay pride parade? I'm sorry, it's every day in Baltimore.
Gay.
Every day's gay pride parade day in
Baltimore. Well, I think anywhere you are, every day's gay pride parade day. When is the gay pride parade in Baltimore?
Usually around Father's Day.
This weekend.
That's perfect.
That's the most confusing day in my neighborhood.
Yep.
It's usually the week after the D.C. one because they try to do both of them.
Oh, we've not even gotten to all the gayness that was in D.C. Let us
get
to that, and then we'll get to the gayness in Baltimore, okay?
Maybe Lance will be there. His Uncle Marty.
Oh, that's right. Lance Bass.
Yeah.
Noted out-of-the-closet homosexual.
Yep.
Entertainer.
Are you gay, sir?
Yeah.
You don't sound very happy about it.
How gay do you want me to be?
Gay means happy.
Well, you just don't sound... You sound are you on something?
Nope.
Sound like my father just then. Are you on something?
I'm the drunk.
You on something, blue boy?
That's our new nickname for Matt. What's the matter with you?
Just recovering from a cold.
Ah.
A cold.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Maybe the flu?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You're not in the market for a quilt, are you?
That would be the actor's flu, would it?
Maybe.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh,
get sick a lot, son.
Not like I used to when I was younger.
Oh, so you've been relatively...
You an old queen? How old are you?
Over 40.
Over 40.
Relatively healthy in your older age?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Committed relationship?
Nope.
Celebrity you think you most resemble? Please.
Come on.
Yeah, seriously, who's the celebrity you look like?
Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson, so you're a big fat gay man?
Yep. Uh-huh. A bear.
A bear.
You're a big bear.
A big bear.
Oh, so you're, does that mean you're hairy?
Moderately hairy.
When's the last
moderately hairy.
When's the last time you were with another man for pleasure?
Over 5 years.
Oh, my.
You haven't been with a man, so you haven't had any kind of a sexual relationship in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you must be a horny big man.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll be 42 this year.
42?
Just so we're clear, is this Louis Anderson?
What do you do to relieve the stress?
I can't say the word on the air, okay?
True.
Oh, but you do that? Do you do that a lot?
No.
No.
Do you eat a lot?
No.
Well, why are you fat then?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Now, help us out here. You're, answer our questions.
You're kind of breaking a stereotype because, generally speaking, I'm not making an AIDS joke here. Gay people, generally speaking, are...
rail thin.
Slight. They have very nice physiques.
They're neat. They're fastidious. Did he hang up?
He hung up.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, boy.
I pictured him wearing like a Tony Soprano wife beater.
Yeah.
That had like food stains and stuff
on
it.
I got that.
He wasn't really forthcoming with his answers, but he wanted to know if we were going to cover the gay pride parade.
I didn't pigeonhole him as a pole smoker.
No, not at all.
Where's my gaydar?
Yeah. We used to have better gaydar than we have
now. Long distance, maybe.
I do believe it was from Baltimore, though.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That I could smell through the phone. Hello, Don and Mike. Hey, we're going to play this game again where
apparently.
People pretend
Baltimore or the Paris of the East Coast of the United States.
People pretend they can't hear us. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Don and Mike show. No, come on. Let's say it again. Don and Mike show.
You're on the air. It's you, caller. You that just called in.
Hello?
Hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show.
Speak now.
Can you hear us? You, on the phone. Sometimes you have to shock them out of it.
Hello?
Hey, fat ass! Hey! No. Not going to work. We're going to hang up the phone now.
It says it's a lady. It's a lady on the phone.
It's a woman?
She might be busy.
Hey, lady?
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
What was that sound?
Did you respond to that?
It's C. It's C. It's the C.
He said it's the C.
No, it's not the C, Art. Okay.
We'll work on it.
Hello?
Somebody give me a C.
I heard her like she might have been straightening something.
I believe this could be one of those unintentional things.
First call.
Except...
But Joe identified her as a woman.
Yeah. Joe, did you talk to this person before we picked up the line?
Yes, I did.
Oh, and she just hung up.
What did she say, Joe?
She said, duh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank
That's
you.
Some insight.
Hi, Joe. Tuesday, Joe.
She said,
that's good from Tuesday, Joe. It truly is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm a Buffalo man. What are you doing?
Is that the same guy that called before with the horn? Why are you laughing out of control, Rob?
He referenced the Randy Jackson.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's funny. Don.
Yes, and Mike, we're both here. Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Very good. How are you, sir?
Not bad. Hey, can you say the word faggot on the radio?
Yes.
Can you say, say the word?
Let's not go down. Hold on a second. If we're going to go down this little highway, you know, if you got a little shopping list of
faggot.
Bad words that you're going to test on us.
Faggot.
That might not go that well.
Okay. Well, the next word, can you say the word dicks on the radio?
Now, you could say that as if someone is being a dick. You cannot say it in a sexual connotation.
Okay. So... Remember the old saying, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids?
Hold on, I want to sit down because I think I'm going to hear something really funny.
This is
funny.
A joke.
An old
it doesn't count. He can't do it. It's not, I know what he's going to say.
Me too, Mike.
Silly, you know,
me,
F.
I just want to sit down and get a good belly laugh. Excuse me.
Get ready.
Excuse All me right. for wanting to laugh a little bit.
Sure.
All right, go ahead. Dance,
so, I have to, you have to fill in the blanks.
Okay.
Silly, faggot,
blanks are for chicks?
I don't know. You got me.
Oh, I guess it wasn't that funny, huh?
Not really, no.
Surprised.
But you know that, right? You know that, don't you?
Well, I thought it was funny when I made it up.
When you dialed.
You made it up? You didn't make that up.
You didn't make that up.
I absolutely did.
No, you didn't.
Hold on. We all heard that joke in fifth grade.
We did.
That joke has been around for years. Forever.
I know. I'm older than you.
Jesus invented that joke. Uh-huh.
How old are you?
I'm 53.
53, and you really made that up yourself?
When I was about 3.
Oh, yeah. You're a liar.
God, what a liar.
God, you're such a you're a bad liar.
Very bad.
Apologize for your lie.
Oh, I think
this is horrible today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Every call great.
The writer of the original writer of that gag.
When I was 3, 50 years ago.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Very well, my friend.
I am stuck in the rain. Everybody in front of me, this must be the first time they've ever seen rain or driven any inclement weather. You guys are the only thing getting me through here.
Where are you located, just so we know?
Going from Annapolis to Rockville, actually.
So you're on 50 or the Beltway?
No, I'm on 97 North trying to connect to 32 right now.
Yeah, it's imperative we don't suck as bad as we normally do today, since we'll have more of a captive audience with bad weather.
Yeah, they're jammed. They're absolutely jammed on the highway.
I wish someone would have told us earlier, because we have kind of sucked today.
And Joe actually made the sound earlier that people make when it rains on the roads around Washington, D.C. Yeah. I can't duplicate it. I'm not sure
what
it sounds.
Ask him.
Joe, what's the what do people do when they're jammed up in traffic?
Yep.
I only wish somebody would have told. I only wish.
Wish we'd known.
Today's a day we definitely should not suck.
Would have stepped it up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I called the show. Last week on the show, you said something about burning bridges, and I have a new motto for your show. May the bridges that I burn light my way.
What type of a motto is that, dickhead?
Why are you burning bridges, sir?
Well, no, you were talking about burning bridges on the show the other day.
Well, yeah, I believe we were using the phrase that perhaps we had burned bridges with some people, yes. And
it's kind of ironic that people say, you know, may the bridges that I burn light my way.
I have never heard anybody say that. Am I alone in that?
Well, I think some motto for someone that actually makes a point of burning all their bridges. That's not a good thing.
Well, yeah, but if you burn all your bridges, you get enough light to see where the hell you're going.
All right. Oh, God.
Let me ask you a question. If one of our listeners chokes on his own saliva in the middle of a forest and screams out for help, does anybody hear him?
No.
We can only hope.
It was a rhetorical, my friend.
Okay.
I don't want to get all haiku on your ass. You know,
get all
Don't make me pull out my massive brain power.
When people find out that you've pulled back the curtain and it really is an oversized Wizard of Oz brain.
Because mm-hmm. we are a little brain.
Enormous forehead. It's a Rod Serling How to Serve Man brain.
Sometimes we've gotten emails from people. I never even mentioned this, like at our website, saying, why do you call people little brains? You guys are such a-holes. Jesus Christ, it's a reference from a movie.
Yeah, and we always say we have little brains, too.
Don't be so sensitive.
But ours are bigger little brains than yours are.
Yeah, approaching, but not quite getting to medium size.
Let me just say that both Mike and I, I'm not bragging here, we have Skittle-sized brains.
Yes, Skittle-sized brains.
Stand back and let the man with the Skittle-sized brain have some room, please.
Right. And incidentally, on our scale of sizes, it's not like going into a regular department store where you hear small, medium, and large. No. When we're talking about little brains, it's little, medium, and fat.
Fat brain?
Fat brain.
Husky.
Husky brain. The husky size.
The executive cut.
Big bone.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Damn you, Omega 69 cent. Oh, Gallimard.
Yeah, there you go. File that one away.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Truly.
Hello. I was in San Diego last week and heard some interesting news about Peter North.
Okay, now we're listening.
This is a call.
Now we're listening. Go.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, why'd you stop? I thought you were pulling a Sopranos on us there.
Peter North, man, he got in a wreck last week. He was changing a flat tire and he drove off without taking the jack off.
I'm sorry,
so disappointed.
There's been too many hit and run jokes.
Yeah,
so
way too many. I'm so disappointed. I want to stomp my feet. I thought it might be some real information in how gay are we.
He's calling.
We sat right up. Peter North information?
He's calling from France.
You mean the guy that shoots his wad?
Boy, I'm going to do something I never do on this show. I'm going to say that if we had a call with some real information about Peter North, that would make us happy.
Oh, shut up, Mike.
In the break, I'll go to his website.
No, not you. Not you.
Shut up.
Not from you. From the little brains.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good luck. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Very well. What's up with you?
Hey, I have a comment and then a question for Don. The comment is stop bashing Baltimore. You have fans up here, too.
Hey, dude, okay. First, hey, dude, before you get to the question.
Say
oh, my
again.
God. Okay. You're almost as bad as someone from Sacramento. Not bashing Baltimore. My God. Do you get jokes at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no, you don't.
No, you didn't get that one. We don't seriously bash Baltimore. We make jokes about everywhere.
Kidding.
Oh, I know that.
No, you don't know that.
No, you don't.
You wouldn't have said what you said. Stop bashing Baltimore.
You said you guys don't know you have a lot of fans in Baltimore. Stop bashing Baltimore. How did we bash Baltimore?
Oh, you could smell the Baltimore caller or something. You didn't smell me, but I'm not from Baltimore.
Don,
I'm from Baltimore, but I don't live anymore.
All right. The question should be not how did we bash, but it should be how can we.
So you were upset that I said I could smell someone from Baltimore through the phone. Well, that was a joke.
I got it.
Although I can smell you.
You didn't get it before you called in.
No.
All right, well, let me get to my question.
You haven't apologized for your first part of your comment.
The question was more important than the comment.
No.
You should have asked it.
Nothing's more important than your comment.
The comment is horrible. We don't bash Baltimore. We love Baltimore.
And the reason that we're harping on you now is that you're claiming that you didn't say that, which, in fact, you started the conversation.
And we said, you don't get the joke, that we're just joking. We joke about a lot of cities. And you said, I get it. You don't get it because you wouldn't have called and said, stop bashing Baltimore.
And I can smell you through the phone. I smell the feces through the phone.
And I'm pretty sure you have syphilis.
Like everyone in Baltimore.
Everyone.
They get it through their Domino's sugar. They put syphilis in the sugar. Only in Baltimore.
Alleged. Well, now that we've gotten that out of the way, now we've waited all this time. Now
Cal Ripken dives into that big Domino's sugar, that gigantic, what is that thing?
It's a sugar dispensary.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
Cal dives in there every day, and he's covered with gonorrhea.
Syphilis.
And he swims in the Baltimore supply of Domino sugar. Yeah, it's funny.
See, now you're having fun, right?
Makes you chill.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
And you've waited all this time to ask your question, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and ask your question.
That inner harbor can't be beat.
All right. A couple months ago, Don's girlfriend was going to visit her family, and Don was trying to get out of it on a Friday.
And here comes the question.
I went on vacation and didn't hear the results on Monday or Tuesday or whatever. I just wondering what happened.
It was like all of my stories. It was boring and had no point to it. Thank you.
Bye.
Anytime you miss something, feel free to call and ask about it.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Not if you're calling from Baltimore.
That was a good call.
Really good.
I could smell that guy through the phone.
Man, I tell you. He was filthy and diseased.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Wow. And in the great tradition.
Perfect record today.
One begats another one.
Hello there.
Yes, it's you. Go ahead.
What we've got here is a failure to communicate.
You can't say that after you sit on the phone for 10 seconds and you don't know you're on the air.
Jesus Christ.
What not?
I swear to God. We'll be right back, baby.
This is the Don and Mike Show.